Blog Talk Radio.
Ascribe to Yahweh, all families of nations. Ascribe to Yahweh, glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh, the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. For worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might. Give Him the honor and glory and blessings forevermore. Ascribe to Yahweh, all families of nations. Ascribe to Yahweh, glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh, the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Bring an offering and come into His call.
Good evening.
We want to say good evening, good morning, and welcome to House Seat Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. The program that we're about to do today or tonight or whatever time you're listening to it, we hope that you will podcast it later. It's entitled Here I Stand, Elders, Wisdom, Children's Songs. Recorded by Larry Long with the Youth and Elders of Rural Alabama. Also on the CD is the children from Beatrice Elementary School over right across the street here from me. It's where I work with the PACER Corporation as well as Mr. Larry Long. We just had several months back a conference at school. And Larry Long was a part of that conference at one of the schools that was closed here in Alabama, the Edward Bell High School. We hope that you will enjoy this program and you will podcast it and get in touch with Mr. Larry Long or get in touch with the Smithsonian Institute where this particular CD is, where you can purchase it online. We'll be giving you that information later on as we air the program. The songs, a total of 20 songs, and it's a powerful, powerful message from young folks and elders and children working together. And also a song by Mr. Ezra Cunningham, one of the most powerful civil rights workers in Alabama history. This is indeed a very powerful CD. I succeeded Mr. Ezra Cunningham, who has passed now, as head of a B10 action group here in Beatrice, Alabama, one of the oldest civil rights community organizing organizations in Alabama. Anyway, we hope you will enjoy the program. You're listening to House Seat Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Your host is yours truly, Freddie Howard. Enjoy the program. Here I Stand, Elders, Wisdom, Children's Songs, Larry Long with the Youth and Elders of Rural Alabama.
I'm Arthur Slater, born here in Crawfordville, Alabama, in Clark County. March 24, 1929. So I remember the first radio that came to Coffeyville that we were exposed to. Mr. Miller Howes had a radio, and everybody in the community went to listen to that radio when Joe Lewis was going to fight. And that was a big kick for us. We enjoyed that. I never will forget one night we ran all the way from home down to his house to hear Joe Lewis fight. And when he went in the ring, he knocked the man out in about 4 seconds after he was in the ring. And we made a big run for nothing. But we had fun doing that. That was a lot of fun to us because that's the only thing we did have that we got fun out of. We had to do a lot of work. And what we were being taught was to how to do the job, not manage the job. The white would manage the job and we would do the work. So they couldn't say future farmers. They had to say Negro farmers.
My name is Arthur Slater from Clark County, Alabama. Born in March 24, 1929. We lived on what we could raise in southern Alabama. Farming logs, paper, wood, chickens, mules, and cows.
down here waiting on Jesus, and we can't do nothing until he comes. And if anybody really know that you know the Lord, you can say, I'm yours, Lord.
Amen.
I'm yours, Lord. Everything I am.
Everything I am.
Everything I'm not.
Helping us get things done, as for even
supervising, kind of cleaning up around one building. There are some restrictions in Camp Hill about cleaning up, but we were able to get one building for sure cleaned up, and that was because of the help of the police department. In addition to that, they are out here today to make sure that everybody's safe and that the streets are safe here in Camp Hill today. I want to thank Larry Long, of course, Andy Getz, Fred Fluker, Jennifer Adams, who wasn't able to come today, and most definitely Dr. Shelton for in making sure that we here in Camp Hill reap the benefits of all the good things that Pacers has to offer. Dr. Shelton?
Help me down, Larry. I want to echo what Ms. Mosley said about thanking people who've helped make this project a success. I especially want to reiterate the importance that Mount Lovely Church played in having this project completed. This project was begun when Edward Bell School was still open, and we were looking to use the school and be able to work in the school, and when it was closed, that made it very difficult for us to find a venue to work in and ways to work conveniently work with young people. And Mount Lovely Church was very important in that, and they were very gracious to us. I want to also thank Ms. Hurd, Ms. Clara Hurd, sitting in the back, hiding back there, and Gene Mosley. Gene and I have been working together, I guess, 25 years now. And it's always been a pleasure to work with her. And I will say this, it's been a pleasure for me to work in Camp Hill. And when I think about Camp Hill, there's a phrase comes to my mind. And I think it's right, maybe wrong, but I think it's right. I think about people who never give up. That's what I think, people with a lot of resilience and a lot of fortitude and a lot of gumption and kind of people you want to be around. I'm going to go to the next. Before I do, if you're an elder who was interviewed, would you either stand up or hold your hand up so we can recognize you? If you're one of the elders who was interviewed, we'll talk about this a little more later, or you can see the video in the library. I'm going to refer to a man that Freddie Howard, who's been gracious enough to bring the sound equipment and who's the president of Pacers, friend of his, a mentor of his, named Ezra Cunningham. And Mr. Cunningham told children at Beatrice when we were doing a similar program down there, you make history every day, but it's not written down. And what's happened here in this project is that history has been written down. And that's very important. And I encourage you to keep doing it. Now, we had several people to help with getting this history on, getting images and words and what is needed to have really important artifacts of the life and lives of this community. And I'm going to ask several of those folks to talk to you just a little bit about what they did. And I'll start. Well, Andy, do you want to go first? Andy Getz is coming up here to speak to you. Andy's worked in Camp Hill with Pacers for many years. He's a photographer with his own business, and he's great with kids and with communities. And so he will tell you about what he did with not only students but also with adults.
Hello, and thank you for having me here. My name is Andy Getz, and as Dr. Shelton said, I've been working with Pacers and with Camp Hill for too many years. Actually, they go back 25 years, and that's when I was a student, so I kind of grew up with this. I'm a professional photographer, and my role here was to work with students and community members on documenting their place through photographs. And the students came up with the notion of photographing a lot of their elders here on this street. And a lot of you elders who were participating in this knew what the street was way back in the day and what it's looking like now. A lot of these elders talk to the students about these different buildings and their different stories about this place. You'll see the number of photographs that are in the library. Those were all done by students. Students met with the elders, introduced themselves, told them what they were doing, photographed very well, and very importantly, they listened to what folks had to say, which I think that's why they got such amazing photographs. They took the time to listen to what y'all had to say. And I appreciate the elders who participated. I appreciate the stories. And one of the things I was appreciating the path that you took in your lives. And then I realized you guys never followed any path. You actually created your own road to take, which is pretty inspiring. So I want to thank you. I want to thank the students for their work, the community members for their work. And anyway, thank you for having me here. I really enjoyed it. And last thing is, I know that this is Numero Uno Festival, the first one and the first experience of documenting elders and photographing. And I know that this is something that Miss Mosley, the Pacers community chapter, wants to continue year in and year out. So my dream, and I think the dream of some of the folks here, is to have photographs of just about everyone in this community up in this library sometime during the next, you know, every year for the next 25 years. So thanks again for having me.
When you look at the video in the library, the video of the elders' interviews, that was edited by Dr. Jennifer Adams, who is a professor at Auburn and who works with Pacers, by the way, and coordinates our publishing projects. She stayed up late two nights in a row and hosted a week-long conference, and when she got up this morning, she didn't get up. So she sent her husband with the disc and with a screen for us. She's done an amazing job, not only here, but with Pacer schools all over the state of Alabama. And I wish you was here to see this, and I hope you and know you will enjoy the video that she edited. And I'm assuming, Ms. Mosley, that at some point in the future you'll be able to buy copies of that video if you like. So we had a photographer working with us. We had a videographer, which was Dr. Adams, both professionals, and Larry Long, whom you've met and who will speak later, will tell you about the process of songwriting. But Larry's been here in the past and written songs with children in Camp Hill a long time ago, and a lot of good songs have come out of the town. And also on our staff for the workshops was Fred Fluker. I first knew Fred when he was a sophomore at Coffeyville High School and started a Pacers community newspaper there and came to the University of Alabama and has been working with us off and on since then. He's a graphic art designer, and he'll tell you about that work and what's available from it.
Good morning and good afternoon. Great to see everybody out this afternoon. Like Dr. Shelton said, I had a chance to work with the Pacers program ever since the mid-90s. When I started off in high school and when I went to the University of Alabama, I had the opportunity to work in this community as well with the newspaper staff as a mentor. And just been able to work with the staff off and on for the past couple of years. With this project, I had the opportunity to work with the community newspaper, the community members, and the young people of this community to do the print aspect of this program. Things like the banner that you see in front of you, the flyers that were handed out about the program, and also the poster that's hanging on the door. Those posters also are on sale. You can see Ms. Hurd or any of the staff members to obtain a copy of those posters if you would like to. And just wanted to say thank you for allowing me to be able to work with you as a community. You definitely have a wonderful community and a community that you could take pride in. And it was definitely an honor just to be able to share some of the things that I've learned over the years with the young people in this community, that they may be able to share the same things with others. So again, thank you.
We're going to make a little bit of a change in the order of the agenda. Before we make the awards, I want to tell you a little bit about why this project was done and who made it possible. We got a grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission, which was, the grant was entitled Celebrating Appalachian Communities, and Camp Hill was one of two communities. The other is Section, which is in Jackson County, right by the Tennessee River. Two very different communities with very similar outcomes in terms of music and photographs and videos. The ARC, I'll put in a plug for them. They have helped Pacers several times in the past, and I'll be sending on a report to them, which will be a good report because so many good things have been done. The reason that, and I want to really stress this with you, the reason we got money from the Appalachian Regional Commission was that we promised that in this town and in Section, we would have young people and adults working together for the betterment of the town. So that it wasn't a project just for young people, but a project with young people where they, along with adult members of the community, were contributors to the life of Camp Hill. I have to say I very much appreciate what the adults did, how careful they were with young people, how supportive they were, how open they were in talking to them about their lives. It's a very important thing, and young people don't have many opportunities anymore to interact with adults outside of a school setting or to do work for their communities, and you made it possible for them to do that here and to do good work. Pacers as an organization is interested in the history, among other things, is interested in the history of small rural places in Alabama. There are a lot of small towns, and a lot of really good things have gone on, and a lot of important history, and there's a lot of history in this place, and there is really an agenda to make sure it gets written down. When Ted Rosengarten wrote All God's Dangers many years ago, he began, in a way, a history of this place. This is an important place. There is an important history in Camp Hill. And I hope that this kind of documentation will go on and that the history will be explored more fully. You have a very powerful story to tell, and it's a very compelling story. So I hope this is, as Andy said a minute ago, I hope this is a start, not just a one-time thing, but ongoing. Young people and adults in this community will work together to capture its story, to tell its story, and to celebrate its life. That's why Pacers has been interested in it, and that's why we put money in it and supported it. However, the local Pacers chapter has had more to do with this project than anybody else. They organized it. They made it possible to get the volunteers, and they've done what needed to be done. And I would like for everybody who's a part of the, has worked on this, who's a part of the Pacers chapter, a part of the planning, would you stand up so you can be recognized? You worked on this, and there are a lot of you here who did. Thank you. We have some awards to be made, and Ms. Clara Hurd and Ms. Patterson are to make those awards. There's Ms. Patterson. I don't see Ms. Hurd. I asked for the privilege of making one of these awards. Ms. Hurd and Ms. Patterson will make the others, but I requested a special favor to make this award. We started planning this project in April of 2011 in a classroom at Edward Bell High School, which unfortunately and unwisely was closed. But at that meeting, there was one young person who wanted to do everything he possibly could for the project, and every time I mentioned something, he volunteered. And sometimes people volunteer and they don't follow through, or sometimes people have early enthusiasm but they lose interest. But when Antonio Woodyard said that he wanted to help with everything that was going to go on, he was telling the truth, and he did. And we have an award for Antonio. It reads, "In recognition of your enthusiasm and the quality of the work on the Camp Hill celebration." A lot of the photos you see in there, Antonio did. I want to recognize him, and I want you to recognize him for his good enthusiasm, his good work. Antonio?
I'd like to say thank you to everybody who came out, and thank you to Mr. Andy for getting me where I am now, and thank you for Mr. Jack Shelton and Ms. Mosley for bringing me into this program, and I'm just glad to be here right now, and thank you.
Okay, we have some more awards to give out. We would like to recognize Dennis Nelson. Someone get Dennis out of the library for me, please. Oh, hey, Dennis. Okay. Appreciation Award presented to Dennis Nelson in recognition of your dedication and efforts expended on our Fresh Community Documentation Project, PACES, Inc., 2012. This plaque is presented to Miss Dorothy Rowe Lancy from PACES. Proudly honor Miss Dorothy Rowe Lancy as the oldest member of the Fresh Camp Hill Community Document Project, Camp Hill PACES Community Group. And Miss Dorothy, I don't think she's here, is she? Okay, she's 103 years old, the oldest one living here in Camp Hill that we know of. This is going to be presented to Mayor Samuel Ellis, Council, and the Town of Camp Hill. Appreciation Award in recognition of your contribution, hospitality, and support to the Fresh Community Documentation Project by the Camp Hill PACES Community Group. And we're going to give this to Chief Finley. Can you accept this, please? Y'all can clap your hands if you want to. Okay. Recognition to Mount Lovely Baptist Church in appreciation of their contribution and support to the Fresh Camp Hill Community Documentation Project from PACES, Camp Hill PACES Community Group. Once again, we would like to say we thank Mount Lovely for all their hospitality and everything they did. Deacon Thompson, could you please come and accept this award? Thank you. All right, this is to Mr. Thompson, to Mount Lovely Baptist Church.
Thank you, and may God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Deacon Thompson. This is an award to the president of PACES, Clarence Greathouse, in recognition of your dedication, loyalty, and expertise as president of the Camp Hill PACES Community Group. He has a family reunion, so he's not here to get it, but come on and clap your hands. Okay, that is it for our awards.
At this time, while we're waiting for Larry Long to take the stage, there were two people that I personally had intended to thank earlier. One was Freddie Howard. Freddie Howard dropped everything he had, put a group together, brought his wife and some more people from Beatrice, and came up here just to help us out. And the reason why we have such good sound is because of Freddie Howard. Let's give Freddie Howard a round of applause. And we have some PACES board members here, and I forgot to thank them. And if they would all stand at this time, please, because without them backing Dr. Shelton, a lot of things wouldn't get done. So would your board members of PACES Alabama chapter please stand? Okay, and Jay Lamar over here is, yeah, Jay Lamar is standing down on this lower end, and she just may have a word or two for you. Do you, Jay? Did anybody from ARC come? All right. One other thing, a little bit of housekeeping while Larry's getting set up, ladies and gentlemen, is that we also brought a chef in from Huntsville, Alabama, to cook up some good barbecue. He's doing barbecue ribs, so we have barbecue ribs, hot dogs, hamburgers, and chicken. So, and we are selling these foods today, so please help us out, because PACES need more money to continue this work. I can't wait to get some of those barbecue ribs. And it's on this Holly Avenue, right in front of City Hall. Larry Long.
So I want to give a special thanks to Ms. Jean Mosley. Round of applause for all the work that she's done. This took a lot of organizing. You know, I first came into Alabama to do work with Dr. Jack Shelton back in the 1990s, and I didn't know very much about Alabama at all. I was given a book called All God's Dangers before I came to Alabama, and lo and behold, it was about the town of Camp Hill. It was about the Southern Tenants Union, the first integrated union in the South. It talked about the struggles here in Camp Hill, fighting not only racism, but I would say classism, struggles against poor people that we're still facing today in this country. Your school gets shut down, it's all about money. It's all about consolidation. This war that seems to be waged continually against poor people. What's wonderful about PACES and today's celebration is that we're here to honor the dignity and the stories of the beloved people of all of you that are sitting right before me now. So it's the greatest honor that some skinny guy from Minnesota can come down here and be able to work with people like you and to hear the stories and to honor those stories in a good way. What we've done is we've written close to a dozen songs about Camp Hill, written with young people and elders together, and we're going to celebrate four of those songs now. So I want to bring up the youth that helped write some of these songs. These are some brand new songs. Of a Destined Ballad, Faith Rush, Anitra Gunn, Keosha Greer, Jaquazia Greer, Dennis Nelson, Brandon Morgan, Kenyon Hurd. Come on up, you guys. Come on up. Want to give special thanks to Mr. Angelo Trimble. Round of applause up here. He helped, Mr. Trimble helped bring these kids together to sing these songs. And I want you to take special notice that these lyrics were written by these young people through the process of listening. The word honor is to listen, and these young people up on stage giving honor and thanks to the community that's raised them. So, round of applause to these kids up here. So, here we go. His first song is called My Hometown Camp Hill. It's brand new. It's being baptized right now. This is the first time it's been sung publicly. And these songs actually come from the wisdom of youth. We asked them, what do they feel about their town? And this is what they wrote. Ready? E. One. Thank you. A round of applause for these young folks. I came to town early this morning with Mr. Andrew Goetz and Mr. Lamoris Hurd gave me a deerskin guitar strap. And it's soft, and it's comfortable. So thank you, Mr. Hurd. And this is a song written in honor of Mr. Hurd. Where is Mr. Hurd now? There he is. Round of applause. He talked to these children about the importance of the earth, the relationship between earth and survival, and the need for us to be good stewards and good servants to this earth. So it's called Beautiful Planet Earth. It's for you, Mr. Hurd. You guys ready?
I am a big blue green eyed sword. I help everything go through a cycle of thought. Inside me, you'll see many things. Mother Nature growling. Ring the alarm. I mean no harm. The key word is respect. For I am planet Earth. For I am beautiful.
Written in Miss Minifee's fourth grade class back before she became a principal. Written at Edward Bell School called Old Camp Hill.
I was born in Camp Hill, way back when the streets were still, with a hotel house, a parish inn.
Well, bring that train on, Mr. Hurd. This was to honor the late and the beloved Mr. Lewis Martin Jr. Does anybody here know or relatives of Mr. Lewis Martin Jr.? Raise your hand. Stand up. You're hearing us. To bear witness here. Well, Mr. Lewis Martin Jr. came in to the Edward Bell School through the support of Pacers Small School Cooperative and he gave his life story. And Mr. Lewis Martin Jr. was part of the Southern Tenants Union, one of those early organizers in this town, a farming person. And he was reluctant at first to share some of that history because it was so painful and difficult. But he stepped up to the plate and he gave the life story to the children, which we urge all of you to do, to bear witness to the times you've lived and not to hold back. Not to hold back, just to speak the truth so these kids have a foundation. So this is called The Man Who Came a Long, Long Way. Of the man who came a long, long way.
Of the man who came a long, long way.
Of the man who came a long, long way.
Of the man who came a long, long way.
Working hard
from sun to sun. Living with the landlord's home. With the lift that was so long. He turned a man who once was strong. Of the man who came a long, long way. Of the man who came a long, long way.
of the man who came a long, long way.
Of the man who came a long, long way.
He lived inside a shotgun house.
Had to learn to go without. The skies were dark, the wind it blew. Through the cracks, I'm telling you. Had to walk in the snow and rain. Oh, Lord, do you know the pain?
Of the man who came a long, long way. Of the man who came a long, long way.
Of the man who came a long, long way.
Of the man who came a long, long way.
Of the man who came a long, long way.
Of the man who came a long, long way.
Way For my Lord,
yes I am.
For my Lord,
you know
Shorter Alabama. Is that all right? We're going to be a few more sessions. We're going to go home. We're going to leave you alone. Is that all right? God sent y'all with some plates and some ribs, and I'm a diabetic, and I got to go get me some of that. Amen. Is that all right?
Amen.
Huh?
That's all right.
Yeah, yeah. I smelled that up on the ground. Uh-huh. Yes, Lord. Y'all look like y'all don't got food, too. Amen, somebody.
That's all right.
Nigga.
All right.
All right, little song. Well, little song. We didn't bring our CDs with us. We are so sorry. But forgive us. We do have a new project out. We call Down Memory Lane with God Chosen. Amen. It's a wonderful project you're having. But we'll be more than happy to get your name and number and be glad to sing your project. Is that all right? Amen. This song right here, me and Paul Beasley did together. It's on this project. Amen. Show Me the Way, the old classic. When we went way back, we went in there. Anybody remember the old keynotes? Amen. Amen. We got the opportunity to do some things with them guys. Do a little traveling with them. And I learned that song on the road, and I've been singing it, and I love it. Amen. Because every now and then, you got to ask the Lord. Not every day, you need to ask the Lord to show me the way. Amen, somebody. I don't know about you, but it get hard down here. Can I get a witness? It seems like you don't know which way you're headed. But when you look up towards heaven, he says, Lord, just show me the way. And won't he show you the way?
Yes, he will.
He will not lead you in the wrong direction. What an awesome God we serve. Come on, give God a high cup of praise. All right. This song, they go to something like this. See, y'all.
Oh, Lord, show
me. You know, boys, all right? Oh, Lord, show me. What you say, Ray?
The way.
Set him down. I said, Lord, I have been good all my life. Church, I've been up. Lord knows, I shook it down. But he never left me. He was always around. Said, I'm down. I said, Father, here I stand in a need of prayer. You know, friends will walk off and leave you. Family will, but God will never turn it back on you. Just call on him. Hear me right there. Sit on
down.
Down here, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to House of the Best of Dr. Blog Talk Radio series on Camp Hill. We especially want to thank the Pacing organization, Dr. Jack Shelton, our executive director, and all of the people at the Pacers, Mosley, especially there in Camp Hill for doing the Camp Hill celebration the very first year. We will continue this series another time. We have enjoyed doing it from October 7th through tonight, October the 19th. Again, we want to thank you for being a part of our series on Camp Hill. And remember, you can always join Pacers. And the Pacers website is www.pacers.org. Pacers, www.pacersinc.org. What is PACES? PACES is a nonprofit association of rural Alabama communities and their schools working together to build a good future they seek. PACES is organized statewide through local community chapters. Its programs have been supported by individual members, local chapters, legislative appropriations, foundations, government organizations, and partners groups. PACES is guided by a board of directors composed of community members, educators, and other personnel dedicated to rural schools and communities. Its membership categories are communities, school, educated students, organizations, and individuals. Communities and schools interested in joining Pacers can go to www.pacersinc.org for information on Pacers, to join Pacers on Facebook and on its blog. You can go to www.pacersinc.org. As chairman of the board of directors for the Pacers organization, we want to thank you for listening and expect Mosley, who has been very key in putting together the Camp Hill celebration, as we look forward to that celebration again next year. Mr. Larry Long, to all of the people, Ms. Jennifer Adams of Albany University, Ms. Anna Gett, all of the people there in Camp Hill, the Herds, Mount Lovely Church, all of the people, the children, especially our children from Antioch Baptist Church, who travel with us, my wife and all of us. We look forward to next year's Camp Hill celebration. Again, thank you for listening to House of Blessing Gospel Blog Talk Radio, Camp Hill celebration.
Okay, dance floor is open. Here's a song I wrote for a man named Papa Chick Douglas from Oakman, Alabama. He lived to be 99 years of age. He was born on January 1st, 1900. And a song I wrote with kids in Oakman, Alabama. And Mr. Hurd just gave me a third leg. He gave me a walking cane. And Papa Chick Douglas came into a classroom with what he called his third leg. And this is the story he told. And so the chorus is just called Chicky Chicky Boom, because his name was Papa Chick.
Chicky, 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 chicky.